The 11th Kafisma, starting Psalm 77. Give heed, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear unto the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter dark sayings which have been from the beginning, even those things that we have heard and have known, and which our fathers have told us. They were not hid from their children. In another generation they declared the praises of the Lord and his mighty acts and his wonders which he wrought. And he raised up a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, even those things he had commanded our fathers to make the same known unto their children, that another generation might know, even the sons about to be born, that they in turn might arise and declare them unto their sons, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the words of God, but seek after his commandments, that they might not be as their fathers, a generation perverse and provoking, a generation that set not their heart aright, and which kept not their spirit steadfast with God. The sons of Ephraim that bend and shoot with bows turned back in the day of battle, they kept not the covenant of God, and in his law they were not fain to walk. They forgot his benefits and his wonders that he has showed to them, even the wonders he had done in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt and in the plain of Tanis. He divided the sea, he brought them through, he made the waters to stand as in a fine skin, he guided them with a cloud by day, and all the night with the light of fire. He divided the rock in the wilderness and gave them to drink as in a great deep. He led forth water out of the rock and brought down waters like rivers. And they added yet more sin against him. They embittered the Most High in the waterless place, and they made trial of God in their hearts by asking food for their souls. And they spake against God, and they said, "Cannot God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Because he smote a rock, and the water streamed forth, and the torrents overflowed. Cannot he give bread also, or prepare a table for his people? Wherefore the Lord heard and was stirred up, and the fire was kindled in Jacob, and the wrath rose up against Israel, because they believed not in God, nor hoped in his salvation. And he commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and rained manna on them to eat, and bread of the heaven did he give unto them. Man ate the bread of angels, provision he sent them to the full. He removed the south wind from heaven, and brought in by his might the southwest wind, and he rained in them flesh as it were dust, and feathered birds like the sands of the sea, which fell in the midst of their camp round about their tents. And they ate and were filled exceedingly, and their desire did not he give unto them, nor were they deprived of their desire. But while their food was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God rose up against them, and he slew their stout ones, and shackled the choice men of Israel. And all these things they sinned in the more, and believed not in his wonders, and their days were consumed in vanity, and their years with haste. When he slew them, then they sought after him, and they turned back, and they inquired early after God, and they remembered that God is their helper, and that God the Most High is their Redeemer, and they loved him with their mouth, and with their tongue did they lie to him. for their hearts was not right with him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. But he is compassionate and will be gracious unto their sin, and he will not destroy. And many a time will he turn his anger away, and will not kindle all his wrath. And he remembereth that they are but flesh, breath, which passes away and cometh not back again. How often did they embitter him in the wilderness, and move him to wrath in the wild, waterless land? They turned back and made trial of God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day wherein he redeemed them from the hand of the oppressor. How he had wrought in Egypt his signs and his marvels in the plain of Tanis, yet he had turned into blood their rivers, and he had turned into blood their rivers and their rainfalls, that they might not drink. And he set against them the dog fly, and it devoured them, and the frog, and it destroyed them. And he had given to the cankerwood their fruits and their labors to the locusts, and he destroyed with hail their wine and their mulberry trees with frost. And he had given over to the hail their cattle, and their substance to the fire. And he sent forth against them the wrath of his anger, anger and wrath and affliction, a mission performed by evil angels. He had made the path for his wrath, and he spared not from death their souls, and their cattle he shut up in death. And he had smitten every firstborn in the land of Egypt, the firstling of all their labor in the tabernacle of Ham. And he took away his people as sheep, and he led them forth as a flock in the wilderness, and he guided them in hope, and they feared not. And the sea covered up their enemies, and he brought them into the mountain of his sanctuary, this mountain which his right hand had gained as a possession. He cast out the heathen from before their face, and appropriated them an inheritance by lot, and he settled in their tents the tribes of Israel. But they tempted and embittered God in the Most High, and his testimonies they did not keep, and they turned back and break covenant, even as the fathers did. They became like unto a crooked bow, and they provoked him to wrath among their hills, and with their graven images they moved him to jealousy. God heard and regarded them no more, and set Israel utterly at naught. And he rejected his dwelling at Sibom, his dwelling where he had dwelt among men, and he gave over to captivity their strength and their beauty unto the hands of enemies. And with the sword he enclosed his people and his inheritance. Did he regard no more? Fire consumed the young men, and their virgins lamented not. The priests fell by the sword, and none shall weep for the widows. And the Lord awoke as one that sleepeth, like a mighty man grown cloyed with wine. And he smote his enemies upon their backs. Reproach everlasting he gave to them, and he rejected the dwelling of Joseph, and he chose not the tribe of Ephraim, and he chose the tribe of Judas, Mount Zion, which he loved, and he built a sanctuary like that of a unicorn. On the earth he established it forever, and he chose out David his servant, and took him up from the flocks of sheep, from following the ewes, a great with young. He took him to shepherd Jacob his servant, and Israel his inheritance, and he did shepherd them in the innocence of his heart, and by the skillfulness of his hands he guided them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O God, the heathen have come unto thine inheritance. They have defiled thy holy temple. They have made Jerusalem, as it were, the heart of an orchard keeper. They have made the dead bodies of thy servants to be food for the birds of heaven, the flesh of thy saints for the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach among our dear neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be wroth unto the end? Shall thy jealousy be kindled like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the nations that know thee not, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and his place have they made desolate. O remember not our iniquities of old. Let thy compassions quickly go before us, O Lord, for we are become exceedingly poor. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the sake of the glory of thy name. O Lord, deliver us, and be gracious unto our sins, for thy name's sake. Lest happily the nations say, where is their God? Ye make known among the nations before our eyes the vengeance of thy servants' blood which has been shed. Let there come before thee the groaning of them that be in fetters. According to the greatness of thine arm, show thy care for the sons of the slain, and render to our neighbors sevenfold, unto their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. For we are thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture. We will confess thee, O God, forever and to generation and generation. We will declare thy praise. O Shepherd of Israel, attend thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep. Thou that sittest on the care of him, manifest thyself before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy might and come to save us, O God. Make us to return and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved, O Lord God of hosts. How long wilt thou be wroth against the prayer of thy servants? Wilt thou feed us with the bread of tears, and wilt thou give us for drink tears in measure? Thou hast made us again sing among our neighbor, and our enemies have scoffed at us. O Lord of hosts, make us to return and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. A wine hast thou brought out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou hast prepared the way before it, and thou hast planted the roots thereof, and it filled the earth. The shadows thereof covered the mountains, and the whereof the cedar of God, and it stretched forth its shoots unto the sea, and its branches unto the rivers. Why hast thou broken down the hedge thereof? And all that pass along the way do pluck the fruit. The boar of the forest has laid it to waste, and the wild beast has devoured it. O God of hosts, return again, and look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and perfect that which thy right hand has planted, and look upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for it thyself. It is burned with fire, and is dug up. At the rebuke of thy face they shall perish. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, and upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself, and we will not depart from thee. Thou shalt quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. O Lord God of hosts, make us to return, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Rejoice in God our helper. Shout with joy to the God of Jacob. Take up a psalm, and bring the timbrel and the pleasant psaltery with the harp. Harpers sound the trumpet at the new moon, in the notable day of our feast, for this is the ordinance of Israel, and the judgment of the God of Jacob. He ordained it for the testimony in Joseph when he went out from the land of Egypt, the tongue which he knew not. Did he hear? He removed his back from burdens, his hands had slaved at the basket. Thou didst call upon me in affliction, and I delivered thee. I heard thee, and the secret place of the tempest I made trial of thee, at the water of gain, saying, Hear, O my people, and I will speak unto thee, O Israel, and I will testify unto thee, if thou hearest me, there shall be in thee no new God, nor shalt thou worship an alien God, for I am the Lord of thy God, who led thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people heard not my voice, and Israel gave no heed unto me, and I let them go according to the ways of their heart. They shall walk in their own ways. If my people had heard me, if Israel had walked in my ways, quickly would I have humbled their enemies, and upon their oppressors would I have laid my hand. The enemies of the Lord have lied unto him, but in that age their time shall come, and he fed them with the fat of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. He satisfied them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. God stood in the congregation of the gods, and in the midst he shall stand out among gods. How long will ye judge unrighteously, and accept the person of sinners? Judge for the orphan and the poor man. Do justice to the humble and the pauper. Rescue the poor man and the needy from the hand of the sinner. Deliver him. They have not known nor understood. They walk in darkness. Let all the foundations of the earth be shaken. I said, Ye are gods, and all of you the sons of Most High. But like men ye die, and like one of the rulers do ye fall. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt have an inheritance among all nations. O God, who shall be likened unto thee? Be thou not silent, neither be still, O God. For behold, thine enemies have made a noise, and they that hate thee have lifted up their heads. Against thy people have they taken wicked counsel, and have conspired against thy saints. They say, Come, let us utterly destroy them, that they may be no more a nation, and let the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired with a oneness of mind together against thee. Have they made a covenant, even the tents of the Edomians and the Ismaelites, Moab and the Hagarines, Gibeah and Ammon and Amalek, and foreigners with them that dwell at Tyre? For even Assur is come with them. They are become a help for thee, sons of Lot. Do unto them as thou didst unto Midian and Sisara, and unto Jabin at the brook of Kishon. They were utterly destroyed in Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their princes like Horeb and Zeb and Zebi and Salmana. Ye, O the princes who said, Let us take to ourselves for an inheritance the sanctuary of God. O my God, make them like a wheel, as stumble before the face of the wind, as fire which shall burn the forest, as a flame which shall consume the mountains. So shalt thou pursue them with thy tempest, and in thy wrath shalt thou trouble them, fill their faces with dishonor, and they shall seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be shamed and troubled unto ages of ages, and let them be confounded and destroyed, and let them know that thy name is Lord. Thou alone art most high over all earth. How beloved are thy dwellings, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth and fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh have rejoiced in the living God. For the sparrow has found herself a house, and the turtle dove a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in the house of, unto the ages of ages, and they praise thee. Blessed is the man whose help is from thee. He has made to send into his heart in the veil of weeping, in the place of which he has appointed. Ye for a lawgiver will give blessing. They shall go from strength to strength. The God of gods shall be seen in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hearken to my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, O God our defender. Behold and look upon the face of thine anointed one. For better is one day in thy courts than thousands elsewhere. I have chosen rather to be an outcast in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of sinners. For the Lord loveth mercy and truth. God will give grace and glory. The Lord will not withhold good things from them that walk in innocence. O Lord God of hosts, blessed is the man that hopest in thee. Thou hast been gracious, O Lord, unto thy land. Thou hast turned back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquities of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Thou hast made all thy wrath to cease. Thou hast turned back from the wrath of thine anger. Turn us back, O God of our salvation, and turn away thine anger from us. Wilt thou be wroth with us unto the ages, or wilt thou draw out thy wrath from generation to generation? O God, thou wilt turn and quicken us, and thy people shall be glad in thee. Show us, O Lord, thy mercy, and thy salvation do thou give unto us. I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me, for he will speak peace to his people, and to his saints, and to them that turn their hearts unto him. Surely night unto them that fear him is his salvation, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth is sprung up out of the earth, and righteousness has looked down from heaven. Ye, for the Lord will give goodness, and our land shall yield her fruit. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set his footsteps in the way. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy.